From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning.
Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of TCS, Rajesh Gopinathan, resigned from his post to pursue other interests. With over 22 years of company experience, the board approved his request to be relieved of his position. K. Krithivasan, CEO designate, will replace him with immediate effect. Realty major DLF witnessed record-breaking pre-formal launch sales of more than 8,000 crore rupees for its luxury high-rise, the Arbors project, in just 3 days. The company will focus on luxury and ultra-luxury housing on the back of high demand for high-end homes. Malaysia's Petronas has offered 3,800 crore rupees to buy a 20% stake in the green energy arm of India's largest producer, NTPC. This is the first deal of its kind by state-run firm. Offer price was higher than 3,000 crore rupees NTPC had been expecting when it asked for expressions of interest in NTPC Green Energy Limited last year. It values NGEL at $2.3 billion. The Union government may defer the $4 billion IDBI Bank privatization plan over concerns that unprecedented market volatility may deter prospective buyers. At current prices, the government and state-run LIC will have to sell at least 68% to fetch $4 billion. The National Stock Exchange and BSE have said that three Adani Group companies, Adani Enterprises, Adani Power and Adani Wilmer, will move out of the short-term additional surveillance measure effective 17th of March. The exchanges had put the three Adani Group firms under the ASN framework on 8th of March. The National Company Law Tribunal has allowed the Indian Performing Rights Society and operational creditor of Zee Entertainment Enterprises to withdraw its insolvency petition. The move will bring the company a step closer to its merger with the Sony Group entity for creating a $10 billion media platform. Japan's Sumitomo Wiring Systems offloaded a 3.4% in Samavardhana Madhusudan International for 1,600 crore rupees through an open market transaction. Sumitomo Wiring Systems is a promoter entity in Samvardhana Madhusudan International. According to the bulk deal data available with the NSE, Sumitomo sold 23 crore shares of the firm at an average price of 70 rupees apiece. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, in a meeting of the Defence Acquisition Council, approved proposals to procure 70,000 crore rupees worth of different weapon systems for the Indian Defence Forces. The deal includes the purchase of 60 UH Marine choppers from Hindustan Aeronautics worth 32,000 crore rupees. Enforcement Directorate conducted searches on Franklin Templeton India's former and current officers, including Vivek Kudwa and his wife Rupa Kudwa in Mumbai, in relation to the closure of some funds in 2020. Moving on to markets, domestic markets opened higher in intraday trade amid strong global cues. Key indices Nifty 50 climbed over 100 points to trade above 17,100 levels, whereas S&P BSE Sensex advanced over 400 points to trade around 58,000 levels. In business term of the day, we look at privatization. It's a transfer of publicly owned or publicly operated means of production to private ownership or operation. The argument for this transfer is usually that private-run enterprises are subject to the discipline of the market and therefore they will be more efficient. With that, it's a wrap on today's edition. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.